I'm John Moe. This is Future Tense from American Public Media for Wednesday, August 11th, 2010. Dime store novels are becoming extinct. Mass market paper books, you know, the kind you see at a drugstore or Walmart. Readers are turning to larger paperbacks or electronic books. This week, mass market publisher Dorchester Publishing said they're walking away from paper, concentrating on ebooks. Tim DeYoung is a senior vice president for the company.
The genre publishing, which is what we've been doing for the last 40 years, the romances, the westerns, horror, thriller, science fiction, fantasy, has taken a back seat, and it's becoming tougher and tougher to get the product out. And when we do, it lasts a very short time on the racks and comes back very quickly. So the sales have just been dropping precipitously. This is an opportunity. We've been doing ebooks for at least a decade, back when there was actually the first thing was a Rocket Reader, if
sure.
anybody remembers that.
I remember those.
Actually, we have one in our office. I think the battery's dead, but but we've been doing it for a long time, and we've seen the growth.
Romance novels online are very popular. Joe Esposito is a publishing industry veteran and CEO of Giant Chair, a company that provides direct marketing for publishers. Joe, is Dorchester sinking here, or are they latching onto a rocket?
Well, they may be hitching themselves to a rocket, but the problem is they appear to have a seat on the outside of the ship. The question is whether or not the genre fiction, science fiction, mysteries, and so forth, are able to find a way of being discovered by readers without the bookstore browsing experience. And here I'd have to say I'm a little bit skeptical. I think that Dorchester is trying to move too rapidly in this, and they're going to lose some of their readership.
That's Joe Esposito. So how do books get noticed when there's no shelf at Walmart?
E-books, I think, have brought a different kind of discoverability to books.
Frank Lyman is with Libre Digital, a company that helps publishers find electronic readerships.
Just in the last year, we've seen a 10x increase in the number of pages that consumers are looking at. And we attribute this to consumers finding a different way to discover books online.
But is that then done through recommendations on a website? Like, how are people discovering these things?
We have another set of products that are shareable widgets. And they're basically little pieces of code that a consumer can put on his or her Facebook or get out in Twitter that says, hey, take a look at this book, and allows someone who sees it to either browse the book or get more information about the book or share it themselves. So just as an example, we had one of these widgets a publisher put on two different sites, and within a couple of weeks it appeared on more than 12,000 sites. So we think that the web-based discoverability is a really fast-growing area in the book world.
That's Frank Lyman. With so much of reading becoming digital, will other publishers follow Dorchester's lead, go all ebook? Again, Joe Esposito.
Absolutely, you're going to see that. So you're going to see more people do startups with digital only or digital first, and you're going to see more and more traditional publishers trying to do digital startups within their established companies.
Other stories we're following at futuretense.publicradio.org. Motorola's Droid smartphone has been a big seller, helped popularize the Android platform. Droid 2 will be available Thursday. It runs the latest version of Android, and unlike the iPhone, it runs Flash. And Netflix has signed a deal to bring 3,000 movies from Paramount, MGM, and Lionsgate to its streaming service. That whimpering sound you hear is coming from every video store in the country. Producer Larissa Anderson is here.
Hi, John. 77,000 classified military documents were published July 25th by WikiLeaks, an organization that posts sensitive materials from governments and large corporations.
Yep, the Obama administration complained about it, the Pentagon.
Now, human rights organizations are getting involved. The Wall Street Journal reports several human rights groups have contacted WikiLeaks because the leaked documents include names of Afghan citizens who were aiding American troops. A Taliban spokesman has already said the names were being studied and any informants would be punished.
We called Amnesty International about it. They told us they had contacted WikiLeaks, but they did not disclose what was discussed.
We talked with Campaign for Innocent Victims in Conflict as well. They also said they've corresponded with WikiLeaks, but didn't comment on the nature of the correspondence. They said, quote, "Our sole concern here is for those Afghans identified who may now be in harm's way."
We'll be following this story online and on radio. This is Future Tense. I'm John Moe.